CE and 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Department of Justice filing notice it's appealing today's order by a federal judge in Maryland, ordering the government to take available steps to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S., that after he was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison. At a briefing, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Abrego Garcia was accused of domestic abuse allegations previously against his wife.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador today, but was not allowed to see Abrego Garcia. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at an economic forum in Chicago, says the tariffs are likely to raise inflation and have a broader impact on the economy. California, meantime, filing suit against President Trump's tariffs, saying his use of emergency powers will hurt state businesses and farmers. The economic outlook driving stocks lower today. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland School Board met Monday night and unanimously approved revisions to Policy 5460 concerning graduation requirements effective immediately and retroactive to July 1, 2023. The old policy included language which allowed 7th and 8th grade students to earn credit towards a high school diploma. Since the 7th and 8th graders are now part of the Richland Center High School, the practice had continued to be followed. However, the language was omitted when the new policies were adopted. Because there are students who took a high school class taught by a certified high school teacher in a core subject area, the revision ensures students who took high school courses as 7th or 8th graders will receive the proper credit. Business manager John Bosworth also reported to the board that the district has benefited from the current market. Each year, as part of the transportation contract with Cobison, the district is responsible for securing vehicle propane to fuel buses. This propane is prepaid for the estimated usage in the school year being considered. The estimated usage will be 52,000 gallons. Premier Cooperative has given a quote of $1.399 a gallon for a total of $72,748. There is a state tax for a total of $11,752. The total cost to the district will be $1.63 a gallon. This is a savings of around 17.5 cents a gallon. The district anticipates an auto gas rebate credit of $18,972. The anticipated cost for 52,000 gallons of LP fuel for the 2025-26 school year is $65,528. Bad news is that the auto gas rebate program is likely to end with the new U.S. administration's changes to grant programs. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers today 5-1 to take that series against Detroit. Sal Frelick with his first home run of the season. Last night, it was Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful. You know, we're just following the protocols and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s with some showers and storms in the afternoon and especially in the evening. Still some rain and storms around Friday, high 65 to 70. Currently 57 degrees.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening, but you can also be a part. SPS working hard on the board, getting the lines, spinning the tunes, cutting up that wonderful sound. And Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, doing a little extra time with me today. Earl, thanks for sticking around, man. Appreciate it.
Always excited, man.
Yeah, dude. All right, so some of the national news. We talked a little bit here last hour about what's going on in the state of Wisconsin, this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, election right around the corner, April 1st coming up. Man, real quick, like a few weeks, man. So don't forget to go out and vote Susan Crawford. You know, if you give a damn, go vote for Judge Crawford. Some of the national news items coming down the line, and this one does relate to the state of Wisconsin. As Axios reports, Democratic attorneys general sue the Trump administration over Education Department cuts. List a little bit here. Coalition of 21 Democratic attorneys general on Thursday sued the administration over its plan to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. Now, Linda McMahon confirmed that mass layoffs this week were the first step toward shuttering the department. The attorneys general argued that the recent mass layoffs of department staff was illegal and unconstitutional. They're seeking a court order to stop further disruption. The lawsuit asserts that only Congress may abolish an agency it created, unquote. McMahon did acknowledge this last week that Congress would have to be involved in dismantling the department. Now, of those 21 states, well, guess what, man? Wisconsin's on it. We got a Josh Call and Tony Evers, according to Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They have joined this lawsuit a little bit from the filing. The layoffs are so severe and extreme that it incapacitates components of the department responsible for performing functions mandated by statute, effectively nullifying those mandates. A little bit more here, the quote from Governor Evers on this. Here's what the governor had to say. I will fight every effort by President Trump and his administration to mess with our schools, our kids, and their futures, especially when he doesn't have the power to do what he's trying to do, like trying to unilaterally obliterate an agency Congress created. I continue to urge congressional Republicans to stand up to efforts to undermine our constitutional checks and balances and stop these reckless attacks on our kids, our schools, our communities, and our state. The General Sentinel reporting, again, Wisconsin, one of 21 states suing over this administration's efforts to dismantle the Department of Education. Now, on top of that, CNN is reporting a federal judge ordered a half a dozen federal agencies to immediately reinstate probationary employees fired last month as part of Trump administration's effort to rapidly shrink the federal workforce. The judge called it a sham. a sham. The preliminary injunction issued from the bench by U.S. District Judge William Alsup requires the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury to rehire its employees. The judge said that he might extend the order to cover other federal agencies at a later time. Now, this judge is an appointee of Clinton, Bill Clinton. He was making the ruling because he believes the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully directed the agencies earlier this year to lay off probationary employees, a quote from the judge. The court finds that the Office of Personnel Management did direct the agencies to terminate probationary employees, with the exception of mission-critical employees. The OPM said they merely issued guidance. The judge said the order is effective immediately and, quote, this is the order and it counts, unquote. So above and beyond all the turmoil from tariffs and Trump just being Trump and these feckless Republicans and, you know, that the Democrats are really have few options because this is a Republican government. Now these folks, these probationary folks might have a job, might not have a job. Go back and work, go back to it. I mean, how does... Earl, it seems like we're just bouncing from one foot to the other. And certainly the Republicans cannot, I mean, no, they think they can, but I cannot imagine that they think an executive order from the chief executive should undo, unwind, obliterate act of statute from a co-equal branch of government in Congress, Earl. Shouldn't they be going through Congress to do this? And aren't these lawsuits, like Brad Schimmel talked about in the last hour, oh, they're fighting all these lawsuits against Trump. Yeah, because he's doing unconstitutional things and overstepping his authority. Your thoughts, sir?
You know, man, as a very young man, when I was working in the auto industry with a young family, and the economy would go bad and I would get laid off, and I hadn't really had a chance to, you know, build a nest egg. And the uncertainty that I felt, and the fear, you got a mortgage, man. These people have, Dominic, these people have mortgages, they have families,
right?
You know, they have commitments, and just because of some really lunatics, man. And really, to be honest with you, lunatic is a nice name for these guys, but they're really heartless, man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even give it a second thought that these people have families, children, Dominic. All of a sudden they weren't even sensing any of this. And all of a sudden, some guy just comes in and they just take their jobs and their livelihood. Can you imagine the pain that people are feeling, man? Suicidal, Dominic, you know, all of those things. And these people did these things. I mean, and yet without even knowing whether or not they had the right to do it.
Didn't care, yeah, if they had the
I
right
know,
to do
man.
It. Take me to court, prove me wrong. That's the mentality of this administration. And then when they're taken to court, then all the Republicans stand up and say, oh, they're taking them to court. They're not letting them do. I mean, come on, man. Earl, and I literally heard Donald Trump words out of his own mouth recently about the Department of Education, something to the effect like, well, they don't. Most of them don't work anyway.
Yeah, they don't
you
work.
You know, they're just you know, not working. Like Donald Trump, who goes golfing all the time. Like the Wisconsin Republicans, you know, who control the calendar, who take 8 months off at a time. You know what I'm saying? Going to commit to other people doing or not doing the work. A little bit more from the reporting, Earl, because it gets worse. If you can believe it, it gets worse. Now, this ruling came in a case brought by labor unions, Earl. Labor unions and others challenging the OPM's role in the firing, which affected thousands of employees and sent shockwaves through various federal agencies, some of which later rehired some of the same workers. And even before this, like, oh, we fired two men, you got to come back now. As CNN reports, the judge was highly critical of the administration's justification for firing the employees. OPM had provided agencies with a template termination letter that cited the employees' quote performance unquote as the reason they were being let go. But the judge said that rationale was the government's attempt to end run federal law, setting up specific rules for reducing federal workforce. Quote, the reason that OPM wanted to put this based on performance was at least in part, in my judgment, a gimmick to avoid the reductions in force act, the judge said, because the law always allows you to fire somebody for performance. It's a sad day when our government would fire some good employee and say it was based on performance when they know good and well it's a lie. That should not have been done in our country. It was a sham in order to try to avoid statutory requirements, unquote, from the judge. A sham, Earl. And they knew this going in. They knew. So they're like, they're pressing all the buttons. Challenge, trying to get this 14th Amendment citizens rule up to the Supreme Court. Trying to challenge whether or not these judges who put a hold on it can put a hold on it throughout the entire country or just in some jurisdictions. Well, how does that work? At the end of the day, Earl, this administration knows that when they're putting these letters out, this template saying you're fired for performance, that they're not actually fired for performance, that they are, in fact, performing in many cases. Just read the report, and these folks are getting reviews that were stellar. And then a week later, they get this from this administration, the judge seeing right through it. Does anybody give a damn that the government is lying to the court and to the employees and these agencies in order to try to do an end around, get around the statute? It bothers me, Earl. This is supposed to be, although we know it's not, the party of law and order.
You know, Dominic, I'm sure you're getting text messages from people who think this is all the right thing to do, right? And to me, man, that's the worst part of it. Donald Trump and Elon must be damned. But other American citizens who know it, that what is taking place is wrong. Man, it's as simple as right. And clearly they're on the wrong side of all of this. And it is going to bear itself out, but the damage is kind of already done. When you fire half the people at the education department, so and say, well, the states can take over. So Dominic, I'm just an average Joe.
Yeah.
But I do know that who's going to disseminate the money to the states for education that goes into the states, that go to the schools, the universities. Who's going to do that?
Well, Donald Trump said. Donald Trump will do it, man. I mean, but you better put some Trump Bibles in that school if you want some money from the federal government, right?
Yeah, man. It is, you know, this is not even funny anymore, right? We see what these people have done. The rest of the world looks. He's kind of destroyed the relationships that were built up over 80, 90 years right. with after World War II. He's made these people the enemies, man.
Well, but at the other side of that, though, he's really cozying up to that Putin character.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm really kind of blown away that this has been able to happen. You just wonder, how did this happen, man? You know, and the rest of our nation wasn't prepared for it, you know, and our government wasn't prepared for it. How did they let one man do this? Well, he didn't do it by himself.
Well, right, man. It wasn't one man. Remember that Project 2025 he knew nothing about?
Right.
They've been laying down this groundwork from day one. And now, you know, there's no guardrails other than the courts. And we have a Department of Justice walking in to a federal court and lying to the judge. Now, he had ordered the OMB director to testify during the hearing, but the Justice Department refused to make that guy available. You're afraid to do so because you know cross-examination will reveal the truth, the judge said. I tend to doubt that you're telling me the truth. Come back with us. We tell you the truth all the time.
News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower. iZervay is proven to slow GA progression.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
iZervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon News Talk lineup will include The Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., The Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Loving the one we are with. Just PS on the board, Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show, Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Check out his fine program. I'm going to get to some of the callers and the texters talking about this judge who was ordered, I guess, what, thousands of people to be hired back again at various departments, Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury. Because what? Because the administration lied that they were fired for performance when, in fact, they weren't. And Tim from Wales, he texts in, people get fired for no reason. I worked at Kohl's Corporation, main headquarters. Came in one day, 12% of the company got cut that day. No early notice after 12 years. I feel bad for them, but job is guaranteed. I think Tim meant to say no job is guaranteed. Perhaps in the private sector, man. But here's the point. The Department of Education, these other agencies, Earl, were created by acts of Congress, a third co-equal branch of government through statutory, through making laws, right? And above and beyond that, they have the Reductions in Force Act. I mean, you can't fire someone unless it's for performance, and just making it up, saying that there's performance, doesn't make it true, as the judge pointed out. So, I mean, and there's one reason perhaps why people are so mad about federal workers. Well, it's hard to fire them, right? It's like, well, yeah, because what happens? Some ass gets in office and wants to crap can everybody and hire his own lackeys for the job and give them pay. I mean, that doesn't bode well for the legacy institutional knowledge of every one of these departments. If all of a sudden someone like Pete Hegseth was put in charge of, I don't know, the Pentagon. You know, you know what I'm saying? And these aren't, obviously, these particular organizations are not the Pentagon. But the point is, yes, there are specific protections for these jobs. And Donald Trump cannot legally come in and do that. So I guess that's my pushback on from our friend from Wales. Earl, your thoughts?
You know, Dominic, I will say this. When we've never seen anybody do what they've done to veterans, ever.
Ever.
That's the third rail. Always, nobody dare say anything about that. Guys, you and I know who put their lives on the line as young men, 18 years, sent halfway around the world, supposedly to fight for democracy. Mm. and suffering horrible physical wounds, mental wounds, and scars. And so they get a few extra points. They make sure that they, many of them, can get a job with the government, which they have earned. I'm a taxpayer.
The veterans helping other veterans.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, do I mind help a veteran getting a job and part of my tax dollars going for that veteran, especially a wounded? Like, come on, man. And yet they've been able to do something that's generally a kiss of death. Man, they got rid of a bunch of veterans working. Man, they'll throw babies out the window. These are cold-blooded, cold-hearted, animal instinct. You know, it's hard to even call them human beings.
Well, and God forbid, Earl, as a veteran, you get fired from your job and you reach out to your congressional representative, like, I don't know, Congressman Derek Van Orden. And this cat was already fired, just asking, you know, hey, what's going on, a little help? And Derek Van Orden, of course, didn't know that. And castigates him, saying, I'm going to turn you over to Musk. What are you doing? I looked at your social media. You should be working. I'm like, man, what do you want? The ignorance abounds, Earl. And it's like these folks, they don't. So if you say, you know, thank you for your service, but then fire everybody, are you really thankful for their service?
No, man.
Or is it all just a bunch of BS? Because, you know, this is coming from folks that, you know, used to be the party of family values, right? Well, come on. Elon Musk has like 15 kids.
I know.
You know, he's not married, right? What are we talking about? Donald Trump, don't even get me going, man. How many kids? How many moms? The sexual abuse allegations. Oh, you know, a party of fiscal conservatism, man. No one's added more to the deficit than Donald Trump, man. Now, granted, it was you know, a lot of people agreed to it, but that's just the facts, the things, the way that this party has presented itself, the party of law and order. What? Law and order? You sent a mob to the Capitol to overthrow the government, man. People died. And then the dude, Trump, goes around and pardons everybody. The things that they have said over the course of the years is bunk, man. And if anything, you can call me what you want, but damn it, Earl, I have been consistent.
Well, see, that's the point, Dominic. That really is the point. You and I know, and I'm sure many others in this audience know, that all the things that they've been talking about, and we knew it anyway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those of us who've watched them, but these are the worst.
That's the worst.
Okay. I mean, you know, the MAGA group, I thought sometimes, man, that, you know, the Tea Partiers. Come on, they were teetotalers compared to them. Yeah, yeah, man, the MAGA people, man. And they're proud of it. Yeah, yeah, I did it and I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you're starving children. Yeah, we'll starve some more. I mean, that's the mentality of these people. And they really need to look in the mirror, Dominic. You know, I'm not going to invoke religion because it's not my thing. But they claim to be religious people, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? They claim to be Christian. Oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, you are you? Oh, okay. All right. I got a different definition of what yeah. It is, man. It ain't you.
I'm one of those Christians that God wants me to be rich and to hell with everybody else. That's the kind of Christian I am. Earl, just a couple of the texters here. Gary from Madison, he says, Van Orden is a belligerent drunk. Well, Gary, that's your opinion, and I probably agree with it. Diane from Madison, Earl, you are so right. My brother served 38 years and came home without a scratch that could be seen. But what about the scars that are unseen, Ms. Diane from Madison? Yeah, for real. And, you know, folks are so eager to send those young soldiers out.
Yes.
But, you know, but when they come back and they need, you know, they continue to need our support, well, it's all fine and dandy until what? Until the orange god says it's not, and then to hell with the veterans, to hell with the educators, to hell with everybody. Folks, come back with us. Do we still have the right to free speech? Hell yeah, we do. At least if I come back on the other side. Join us, 855-752-4842. More of your calls.
Your You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Madison City Clerk resigned 1 month after being placed on paid leave. Mary Beth Witzel Bell was under investigation into why nearly 200 absentee ballots cast in the November election were never counted. A release from the City of Madison says Witzel Bell was first appointed to the position in 2006 and oversaw more than 60 elections. The city clerk's office announced in late December that absentee ballots from three wards were never counted, but that would not have changed the results of any race. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted last month to depose Witzel Bell, and a liberal law firm has filed a class action lawsuit against the city and Dane County on behalf of Madison voters. A homicide in Dane County is being investigated. Sheriff's deputies responding to a home in the village of Blue Mounds late Monday morning found a 54-year-old woman with serious injuries that eventually led to her death. A 31-year-old woman who drove away from the scene was apprehended and is considered a person of interest. The relationship between the two is unknown. The medical examiner will determine the cause and manner of the victim's death. The Richland School Board met Monday night and unanimously approved, were the distinguished staff criteria, revisions to the 2025-26 employee handbook, private school transportation, policy updates to the Neola subscription, and the donation of carnations to the partner school from Added Touch Floral. The Richland School Board also approved revisions to the 2025-26 student handbook on a 6-1 vote with Scott Bailing, Aaron Unbehan, Neil Huntemer, Robin Dickman, Sheila Troxell, and Lee Van Landite voting in favor, and Brady Doudna voting against. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's spacemates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s with some showers and storms in the afternoon and especially in the evening. Still some rain and storms around Friday, high 65 to 70.
Right now it's 58.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legal issues continue surrounding the man deported to El Salvador. Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include The Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., The Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, just PS on the board, on the lines. Earl Ingram joining me today as co-host. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been told, I've been ignoring the callers. Sorry, callers, 855-75-CIVIC. We will get to you, but let's throw a couple of the texters out there as well. Let's see. Our buddy Scott, I needed a wind down after watching that crazy Marquette game. Thankfully, I found Dom and Earl spitting truth bombs left and right. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, Marquette, man, they won a squeaker today, 89-87. Wow. Hell of a game. The Big East tournament going on. Basketball is happening, folks. Thank you, Scott. Hope you're feeling better, my man. Dale from Oshkosh, from Osh Vegas. Dale says this: Musk has declared that the, quote, fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy, unquote. Man. Yes, Dale, I did see that quote. And Earls, we're talking about these, you know, these Republicans seemingly having a lack of empathy. I've seen it described as that evil, quote unquote, doesn't, all that requires is zero empathy. If you have no empathy, if you can watch the suffering of others with ease, hell, maybe even encourage that. Is that evil? And I'm not a big, you know, good and evil kind of guy. But if you lack empathy, if you do not, if you cannot muster up the courage and the love of your fellow human beings to give a damn about other people other than yourselves and your tax cuts, I don't know that's the kind of great for society, Earl. I mean, weren't we taught to be empathetic? I mean, that's how I grew up, man. You got to be empathetic. They used to put it a different way. Put yourself in other people's shoes, right? And if you do that, does it change your perspective? Well, of course it does. Of course it does.
I'll pass my time on to the callers.
Right. Al from Jackson, we need to start calling the GOP the party of white collar crime. Yeah, that'll work. Also, from Oshkosh, Trump's crashing the economy resembles a pump and dump stock market manipulation. Yeah, it's hard to know what's really going on there. We'll get to what's going on as far as these protests for the arrest of the student from Columbia, the student protester, Mahmoud Khalil. He is being held in detention right now. Hundreds of people protested at Trump Tower in Manhattan. We're going to go there next, but let's get to some of the phones because Jess told me to. And also,
I was about to say, can I claw back my time on that one? But yeah. No, I give it up. I give it up.
Don't forget, we tell each other. Tell us something good at the end of the show to wrap it up with a smile on our face. Let's get to a Mark from the SEC. You've been the most patient. Thank you for sticking around, unlike you other callers. What do you got for us, Mark?
Yeah, not a problem, brother. And it's interesting that Donald Trump is now going for going against anti-Semitism. Here's the guy who had no condemnation for the guys. We're out there chanting in the crowd, Jews shall not replace us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, and as far as I know, this guy was just protesting of the ill treatment the Palestinians were receiving, you know, by the Israeli government. I mean, and it's just amazing the same confusion I think a lot of these Republicans have, and that, you know, they separate the Jewish government from Jews themselves. I mean, in this country, we're supposed to be anti-Semitic because George Washington said in his letter to the congregation of Newport, Rhode Island, back in the day, that the stock of Abraham is welcome in this country, as is the stock of everybody other religion in this country, and that includes Palestinians as well. It should be, and that whenever we see people getting blasted the way the Palestinians were getting getting blasted. I mean, that because not every one of those supported what Hamas did
right, on
October 7th, for God's sake. I mean, and but this is the same lack of empathy that they have toward the Palestinians, toward the people of Ukraine. I mean, it is just, this is what is the for them, it is, Ayn Rand thought her favorite, you know, saying was by that child killer William Edward Hickman, what is good for me is right. And that's setting aside everybody else. They only care about themselves and what everybody else can produce for them.
And that doesn't bode well for a government and society based on we the people. You know, it's not I the person. It's not, I don't say I the person, I'll do whatever the hell I want. No, it's we the people, Mark. And I think they sometimes forget about that. You know, and frankly, I think we the people forget about that too. The real power is with we the people. I mean, if we had, you know, all the people, Earl, that are on the sidelines that don't really pay attention, again, I get it. It's tough to do, and what do you believe? You know what I'm saying? There's so much information being thrown at you. And if you're not dialed in, if you don't, you know, don't have a basis of understanding for how things work, it's easy just to tune into your local, you know, right-wing radio host that comes on after the Brewer game and believe everything they're saying because it sounds newsy. I'm very concerned about the lack of effort from those folks that do not engage. But listen, if you don't, you know, engage in politics, I mean, politics will eventually engage with you, and you might not like what happens. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to mention, first off, there is a march that's happening in Madison at noon tomorrow. It's part of a national effort for a recognition of what the vets are going through with the slash and burn of the Veterans Administration. So it's at noon at the state capitol, and that's at all 50 state capitals, and then in Washington, D.C., too. And a good time to get out to support our veteran brothers and sisters and workers who are really going through it. It's one of those things where, you know, this whirlwind that's going on, where the stock market is bouncing around and the tariffs are bouncing around, pushed forward by this nutball we have as president. I was kind of struck by the fact that the prime minister of Ireland was there yesterday. And of course, Trump had to be his usual ungrateful self and said that, gee, you stole our pharmaceutical companies. And then he goes on, you know, to talk about the tariffs that he wants to hit the EU with, including a 200% tariff on European alcoholic beverages. And it's like, I bet most of us, if you took us and said, okay, what tariffs are in place now for which countries, when, how much, we wouldn't be able to say.
Right.
It's been Canada, it's been Mexico, it's South Korea, it's Brazil, it's EU, back and forth. So it has this, it's a manic, maniac way of living. If you had a bus driver like this, you would get off the bus. You would not stay on this bus. You know, I mean, it's that simple. And he was on today, and he was talking about, he goes back to this situation where he, quote, opened up the water and watered Los Angeles, and nobody but him was smart enough to think, oh, I should open up the water. Of course, by opening up the water that he did in Northern California, it went into the San Joaquin Valley many months before they need it. And so they're going to be in drought circumstances in summer and not have the water they need. And none of that got to L.A. It went to the San Joaquin Valley and is now burning away in the sun. But he said today, this tells you what our bus driver is like. He said, quote, I invaded Los Angeles and we opened up the water and the water is now flowing down. It can't. There are mountains, you know, north of Los Angeles. Water does not go over mountains. This is what it's like our bus driver is insane. The stock market is tumbling yet again. They're deciding whether it's, you know, correction territory or are we heading to bear territory.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, 6 weeks, that kind of thing? Clearly something is wrong and needs to be attended to, whether the guy has dementia or narcissistic personality disorder or I don't know what. But can this country withstand within this first 6 weeks, 8 weeks of him in office, this kind of bonkerness? So I'd say time for a new bus driver, however we make it happen. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Love the bus driver analogy. Earl, I would jump off that bus even if it was moving, you know, drop and roll and hopefully hope for the best. But she's absolutely right, man. We're like bouncing back and forth. And to say that this is somehow anybody else's responsibility, well, it is a responsibility for whom it lies. Those who voted for Donald Trump, those who support Donald Trump, those who have enabled Donald Trump, and Donald Trump himself. This is what we're dealing with, Earl.
You mean, all I can say is, last caller very well said, let's bring the next one up.
All right, 855-752-4842, because we got to pay attention to the callers, right, Jess? Yeah. Cam from Appleton, my old stomping grounds.
One of them.
What do you got for us, Cam?
Hey, I have good news for you. You had mentioned before that you'd want some proof about the election hack. Well, there is a judge right now in New York that is considering one of the lawsuits that was presented related to the election hack because of the evidence provided showing sufficient evidence of manipulation. So that lawsuit should be taking off pretty soon here. The other thing is I figured out where our timeline went wrong. And if this lawsuit doesn't work out, I'm suggesting we build a time machine, go back and stop Kim and Kanye West from having sex and videotaping, because that honestly was the catalyst.
From that point, man, it all branches out from there. Hey, Cam, keep us, thank you for the update on the election concerns. If there's a court case, certainly we want to know what's going on with that. You know, and I don't know. I thought maybe we go back further. Maybe it was Elvis shaking his hips, you know, I mean, or when women started voting, I don't know I mean, there's all sorts of things we could point to. But you know, this is our government, man. We get the government we deserve, and this is what people apparently voted for. If you believe the election results, Cam. And now we need to deal with that. And one of the ways we do that certainly is through our voice and our actions and our protests. And I'll throw this one out there for your consideration as well, Earl. NBC reporting that nearly 100 protesters were arrested Thursday following a sit-in at Trump Tower in Manhattan to demand the release of Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian activist detained over the weekend by federal immigration agents. Earl, that he's here legally with a green card. He has not been charged, convicted, let alone charged with any crimes. This is some pretty scary stuff to have, you know, the man come in and drag you away.
You know, Dominic, you know, I have to weigh in on this one. You know, universities, man, are the place where, you know, historically, dissent has been welcome. And that's the place where when people are young, you and Jess both were in universities, before you get bogged down with what adults are bogged down with, worried about your mortgage, your family, and all those kind of things, so you can't fight things. The universities have always been the place. And so I thought from the onset, man, back when this whole thing was going on, I remember going down to UWM. They had the tent cities. And they kept talking about these people don't know what they're. Oh, they've been misled. They've been. So I went down and talked with the. Listen, man, in this nation, this is the place that we claim you have the right to protest, man. When did they stop that, Dominic? When did we stop having the right to protest? And if you can say we can pick and choose now what people can protest about, which we have been doing for some time with George Floyd and Antifa and all those other things. You know, when people allow this to take place, excuse me, stop telling me about democracy, Dominic. Stop telling me about the Bill of Rights. Stop telling me about the Constitution. Stop telling me about all of those things. If you aren't willing to fight for this man, who did what, Dominic? What we have a constitutional right to do in this nation.
To protest.
Yes.
Heaven forbid he be a student with a green card and criticize the policies of this country. You know what? Kent State shootings, man.
Yes.
Four dead in Ohio. You know, this is... One last segment, our pal Earl, and you folks can join us. Tell us something good. We're going to end this on something good.
News from the Center, WRCE.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Join the love train. Last segment starting out by telling us something good. Then we'll get to your questions as well. I got Earl Ingram joining me for one last segment. Listen to his show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jess P.S. working on the board. A couple of our texters. I'm going to throw this out there as well. Let's see. We got MT from Monona. All I have to say is I really hope the world does not judge America through the actions of a spray tan. I hope. Isn't it funny how the ugliest and loudest of us get the attention? And certainly, you know, we don't. Judge a people by their government. I hope, you know what I mean? I met some really cool Iranians. I met some really cool Russians. Maybe don't like their government, but people are people, man. And most people just want to get through the day. You know what I'm saying? Mary from Tulsa expressing, quote, lack of empathy, unquote, is too kind for MAGA. Rather, hate is more realistic. Unhappy face. Aw, yeah, maybe, but yeah, man, it takes a lot of energy to hate. What else we got? Jameson from Pennsylvania chiming in. The real conspiracy started when T went to the harbor. It was all mind control since the water. Yeah, I've read this insanity. Keep it real. Keep being real, Dom. We love you. I love you back, Jameson. Appreciate it. Diane from Madison. Guys, a good note on end. No matter how bad things get, Trump and Elon cannot stop us from gardening. Right. I'm not a big gardener, but I hear what you're saying. I like looking at other people's gardens. Kimber from Muscadet, something good. Civic Media is a thing. Right on, Kimber. Appreciate that. To tell us something good, Jim from DeForest, you are up. Tell us something good.
Hi, Dom. Yeah, I got something good. What you were saying today, the courts, they stood in our favor today.
Yes, good day.
Getting courts to stand up for, exactly. And that's been probably made me feel a lot better today, because what I'm going to tell you now isn't so nice. Because I really think the other night I woke up in the middle of the night trying to figure out, I don't know, it just came clear to me. I've been confused on what all these decisions and actions that are being taken by Trump and Elon a lot of us don't make sense of it. It seems stupid or completely crazy. Well, I think I know what's going on. I figured it out. And I think he's trying to take our money. So what he's going to do is he's going to try to cripple our country the way he is, to the point where it gets where it has to be a state of emergency. There'll be not enough government things running. People lose enough jobs. People make, you know, a run on the institutions for their bank, their money. And he could easily then at that point call in a state of emergency. And I believe with a state of emergency, the president has certain powers. And he could tax us. He could say, okay, well, we need your money now to fund the country. So he would get take our money, put it in his personal account, personal government account, to the point where he has control of the country. And then he can use any of that money he wants to buy any military. And he won't just be the king of the country. You think he'd stop there? The extreme narcissist? He wants to be king of the world.
King of the world! Oh, damn, that's depressing, Jim. But thanks for bringing it up. 855-752-4842. I do agree that he is looking, Donald Trump is looking for any reason to expand his power. I would also say, you know, listen, in the last, what, couple of months, Elon Musk apparently lost about $148 billion. Now, he's still worth $330 billion, but if he keeps going on this trajectory...
he might be one of us.
Right, man. I don't know how he'll handle being one of us. It's hard to be one of us. It's easy to be like that. Tom from New Berlin, you're up. Tell us something good, Tom.
Hey, I tell you what, I was looking at some of my stuff. I got a flower farm here. And I'm looking forward to Arts in Bloom coming up in the beginning of April.
Oh, nice.
All your florists in the area, they do a piece to the artwork, which is really, really, you know. Dr. Jane Manette, I know she
yeah,
likes
Yeah, man,
too.
Super cool. Thank you, Thomas. Arts in Bloom. It is that time of year, man. But don't go out there and start gardening too soon. Gordy, you know something about that. You put the flowers out there too early, they're going to die. Gordy, welcome. What do you got?
Yeah, I got a couple of good things. One of the things that we saw today was we saw our first bluebird, which is sort of way early, and maybe this is one of the benefits of global warming.
Nice.
But the other good thing is on December 27th of this past year, my wife, I and my son called our broker and had to move all of our retirement funds out of the market and put it in a safe government bond. And he was surprised. He said, "You're going to miss the Donald Trump economy
yeah,
here and all the growth in the market."
Wow, Gordy, that's some good thinking there. I wish I would have acted on that or at least played the VIX a little bit. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Tom from L.A., you will have the last word. Tell us something good, Tom.
All right. First off, it is my cousin, Kevin Walsky of Andy's Heating and Air. It's his birthday today.
Oh, right on. Happy birthday.
Second, you know Kevin.
Yep.
So, and then second, you know, what would this state, what would this country be without civic media? Civic media has really been, just think if it wasn't here and how much more control the right wing would have. One thing I'd want to say to be aware of is the War Powers Act and Z, or now what they're called is Academy, Eric Prince's place.
Yeah, Eric Prince from Blackwater, never going away, just relabeling. Thank you, Tom. Got to cut you short. Appreciate you and all of our fine listeners for playing along today. Thank you, Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show. Check his fine program out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Thank you so much, Earl. Look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you, Jess, for all that you do. And folks, stick around. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is coming up next. Hey, I got something good. I'm going to go have a couple of beers with my pal, Fancy Brian. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. California became the first state to file a lawsuit against President Trump's tariff policies, saying he's overstepping his authority to impose tariffs without consent from Congress. That lawsuit aims to void tariffs for California. Jeffrey Schwab of the Liberty Justice Center tells ABC News he's representing five U.S. importing businesses in a similar suit against the administration, claiming Trump's tariffs are unconstitutional.
Now, our argument is that the president, under this International Emergency Economic Powers Act, it doesn't authorize tariffs. It doesn't say tariffs at all.
The Justice Department suing the state of Maine, filing a federal sex discrimination lawsuit, arguing it's violated Title IX because it allows transgender athletes to compete in girls' and women's sports. A third top official at the Pentagon has been placed on administrative leave in retaliation and in relation to the leak investigation the DOD has been conducting. This is ABC News.